I was born boy. Chemist Warehouse are having a massive Black Friday sale. Get an extra 10% off all big brands store-wide. The value of coin remained the same today at $3.64. What is your coin worth today? Summer Breakfast.
Great to be with you on Summer Breakfast, all thanks to Coin. You can shop local with coin.com.au and win. And for Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Christmas, David King and Jack Heverin. Very shortly our conversation started, but the story of the morning, no doubt about it, Kingy, is the sad passing of Diego Maradona at 60 years of age. I've just been sort of flicking through Twitter during the ad break. The amount of videos that are getting uploaded of great goals that he's scored and great moments that he's had in games, it's made for fascinating viewing, but it's also made part of the tribute to such an unbelievably skilled athlete.
Yeah, it feels like it's a celebration, doesn't it, today, of an unbelievable life. A man who packed so much into 60 years. I mean, both on and off the field, he's entertained. I think there's parts of his life that you absolutely want to be that man, and there's other parts you say, "Well, I don't want any part of that." And how did you do it? How did you push through that? How did you live through that? All those stories relevant. I mean, I think the most watched vision today will be the 28-year-old version of Diego Maradona, just practicing in his warm up right prior to that game for Napoli.
Remarkable. Yeah. I was watching it during the break. Absolutely remarkable. A whole bunch of stuff, but up on social media as well. Stick with sen.com.au across the day. We'll have everyone's thoughts. We'll have videos. We'll have all sorts of stuff going on. But 60 years of age, the world has lost a legend of sport today in Diego Maradona, one of the most sublimely talented athletes that you are ever likely to see. More on that from across the morning. WBBL score from overnight. The Melbourne Stars are through to their first ever final, winning by 7 wickets. They restricted the Scorchers to 8 for 125 from their 20 overs and in reply chased it down with the best part of 3 overs to spare. Nat Skiver, 47, not out. And Annabelle Sutherland, who's really coming along as a batter, 30 off 26, helped the Melbourne Stars to victory. Our conversation starter, though, for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. It's been fantastic this week, Kingy, and Ben Rutten will be our featured chat today to talk to coaches at a time of year where we're not talking to them about wins and losses. We're not talking to them about decisions made on the field. We're talking to them, I suppose, philosophically about the game and the way that they coach and the way that they see trends developing. And we've learnt a lot. This is one that was a really, really interesting learning. And it's our conversation starter today. Here's Chris Fagan when you asked him the most important position on the ground in his mind.
I'm probably at the moment really rate, and this is not a position so much, are intercept markers, because they give you the ability to take control and make a decision under a little bit less pressure. So I think the more that you can do that, the better. And I think the ruckman's growing in importance in the game as well at the moment. Having a good ruckman, a guy who can get the ball to your smaller players and can also assist with team defence, I think pretty important as well.
That was a couple of days ago. The chat's available in full on the podcast. Did that surprise you a little bit when he said that?
It did. It did. I think it just shows the shift in footy from flat out attacking into the defensive gearing and the defensive modes. And I know one generally works to the other, if you like. They go hand in glove. The way you attack has to complement the way you defend, and the way you defend has to complement the way you attack. But to hear a senior coach at AFL level say, you know what, I think there's a shift. I think it's gone to the intercept marker. We've forever paid the goal kickers the big dollars.
Yeah.
They've been the draw card for the fan, and they've been the reason that you win. Can't score, can't win. Then there was a shift in terms of all the awards and all of the spoils going to the ball winner. So that, you look at the Dangerfields, the Bontempellis, the Fifes, those types of guys. It was the Judds, it was the Greg Williams, it was those guys. Now it seems it's even tracked further back. It fascinated me when he said that. I'll ask Ben Rutten today whether he feels the same. It was remiss of me not to ask Luke Beveridge yesterday. But I wonder if the fans agree with that they are the most important person on the field.
1300 736 736. So to your eye, and especially this year as footy fans, We probably watch more footy than we've ever watched before because of the pandemic and being locked down, certainly in Victoria for so long. We've got a $100 gift voucher to give away to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Christmas. Do you agree with Chris Fagan? Is the intercept marker now the most important player or important position on the ground? Or is it still the key forward? Is it the midfielder, or is it something else that we hadn't even considered? 1-300-736-736 to join us here. That's our conversation starter for this morning, Kingy.
And even if he's not absolute in them being the number one man, the fact that they're now in the conversation for that position, for that title, is fascinating. As a secondary conversation starter, I've said this before the news, can you believe that the Treloar trade, now bear in mind that Treloar was traded for pick 14 and a future second from the Dogs, so a high price in the end. And I know they got some picks coming back the other way, 26 and 33 were part of them, and they get the player. We all thought it was done off the back of what the financial side or the financial component of what Collingwood were going to pay, what they were going to subsidise. Mm. And it was reported up to $300,000 a year of his $900,000 over a five-year period was going, the tab was going to be picked up by Collingwood. So we all thought, okay, maybe the picks from the Dogs are high, they're elevated, but if they're not paying the full whack, if they're only paying two-thirds of the contract, that's a good deal. We find out over the last 24 hours that deal hasn't been signed off on, hasn't been ratified.
Yeah.
It's not locked away. So the actual dollar figure that Collingwood has subsidised or subsidising hasn't been said yet.
Fascinating.
How can you have that?
But how do you agree to it? Surely you agree to the trade with the terms
done. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So how is it? How are we here? Has someone changed their mind?
Changed their mind? You can't now. How do you change
your mind? No, not in terms of the trade, but in terms of the amount that, which part of the bill, who's picking up what?
I would have thought that would have been set, stamped and done at the time of trade.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm bringing it up. I think the average fan would be saying, what's going on? How can the Western Bulldogs, who have already committed those elevated picks, be sitting there thinking, hey, whoa, you said $300,000 a year. Now you're saying $150,000?
Mm. It's like buying a car. And you go to actually pick the car up and they say, oh, no, it's not a 50 grand car. It's actually a $150,000 car.
Yeah.
So no, that's not what I agreed to. 1-300-736-736 to join us on the phone. 0433-98-1116 on the text. Text coming through about the positions on the ground. Jordan Ridley is our intercept marker and he won the best and fairest at Essendon. So there's a good example of the effectiveness.
He had a fair bit of work to do this year down back for the Bombers. Let's be honest, the ball was almost down there more than it was the other half of the ground.
Jeremy Howe's getting a lot of support off the text, King. Yep. He's saying that Collingwood basically fell over when Jeremy Howe got injured. That was in many ways the beginning of the end of their season.
Yeah, and Jeremy Howe is, and we talked about this a lot through the course of the year on Fox, is that Jeremy Howe was the best kicker of the football coming out of the defensive half in the competition by kick ratings. He takes the aggressive option and he kicks darts. He fires darts, low, flat. They get through the air quickly and the player that marks that ball or runs onto that ball is out and gone. So he was as much a loss on the way in with the intercept marking as he was on the way out with his disposal. So that's a great text.
And this one here too, which we might get to very shortly. Andrew's in Mill Park first and foremost though. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, morning, boys. I definitely have to agree with Fags yesterday. You look at all the top four teams from this year. You know, you've got Jonas from Port Adelaide, who was the most intercept marks. You know, with Brisbane as well as Harris Andrews and Leicester. You know, with Richmond, with Rostam. So what I'm saying, and Geelong with Sheward, in fact, as well. So what I'm saying is all the top four teams, you know, the most intercept markers were probably their most important players. So for sure, absolutely agree.
Yeah, it's that, and Andrew, I think that's all we're saying is that it's a conversation here. And there's some contrary views coming through on the text machine here. You know, they're talking about the fact that the Pies had Moore and Grundy up and rolling this year, and despite the fact that Howe wasn't there, how can we agree with Fagan on this? Well, you don't have to agree. You don't have to. But Howe wasn't there for the bulk of the season, and Grundy didn't handle the hubs and had a poor year. And the pressure on Darcy Moore to do more with the lack of the lack of that third tall defender and Howe down there was all consuming. So no, they're just opinions. And if an AFL coach is going to put this up on the radar, gee whiz, we won't have a good argument to just refute it.
Sean's in South Melbourne for our conversation starter. Morning, you, Sean.
How you going, guys?
Good
show. Listen, I think the tradition of the two tall forwards, a la Richmond and then West Coast the year before, that's going to continue that trend. That's why Brisbane and Geelong, they've noticed this. And any side without two keys will not win the flag. So that's Collingwood out of business.
So tall forwards, in Sean's eyes, are still leading the way.
So Nick Haynes won the best and fairest of GWS.
Yeah, Jordan Ridley. Sam Collins.
Sam Collins had a fantastic year.
Luke Ryan won Freo's best and fairest.
I can't recall. Lachie Neal would have won Brisbane's, but Harris Andrews would have been up there, I'd imagine. Mm. I think if you haven't got one, then you're envious of every other team that does. I think it's a starting point for coaching. There's no doubt about that. I wish I'd have spoken to Bevo about it, because that's been the Dogs. We talked before we had him on. This is why I made a blue yesterday. We talked before we had Bevo on about where Aaron Norton could be best served for the Dogs. Is he still the natural centre-half forward selection?
Yeah.
Or is he the intercept marker down back? So we probably let one slip. Oh, we won't miss today. I'm writing it down. Bold capitals.
Don't be harsh on yourself.
Ben Rutten.
There was only so many things we could get in with Bevo yesterday. Let's go to David in Tasmania. Morning to you, Dave.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good.
I think the intercept mark is probably the most crucial part of the game now. You've got, you know, attacking teams. You know, you look at Richmond, they intercept mark at half back, and that's so deflating to the opposition. Then you've got someone like Dustin Martin, who knows that, you know, 7 or 8 times out of 10, it's going to be cut off at half back, and he can attack from there straight away. And, you know, look at the results of that.
Well, I think the thing that we've learnt out of this is that, and this is your area, Kingy, but so many scoring opportunities start from that end of the ground now, don't they?
Well, it's just over 60% of your scoring comes from turnover, from forcing the opposition to turn the ball over, and you call that intercept if you want. It's both at ground level and in the air. You don't necessarily want to be doing it from your back half, but we see the best interceptors in the competition now doing it in the full, you know, 70 metres from their own goal, that forward half press. You know, the Port Adelaide team had a fantastic season on the back of having 3 or 4 guys that could do that. Mm. You know, you look back at the Ross Lyon coach teams, the Mick Malthouse coach teams, the Alistair Clarkson coach teams, that forward half press and the ability to force turnovers close to goal is the reason why the game's changed. It's the reason why we've got congestion. It really is.
I want to ask you more about this on the other side of this, and also add the running half-back player into the conversation as well. Sam, stay there. You'll be first up. It's our conversation starter for Kia, the all-new game-changing Kia Sorento has landed. You can find out more at kia.com.au.